Welcome to Datladog, everyone.
That was hot.
My name is Irv Katz. We are live from my basement. I'm joined by a lovely cast tonight of Dan the Master Googler Overton.
Oh, you're so scruffy.
Nice beard. Also,
that's
joined
what she said.
Yeah, what's up with the beard, Jebediah?
More hair on his face than on his head.
Exactly. He said the guys at work call him the what do they call you?
The Fighting Irishman.
The Fighting Irish guy from the Notre Dame.
They want me to too bad they suck.
Yeah. It's terrible.
We're also joined tonight by Dork Almighty Matt Minar.
Go Buckeyes.
Oops. Late. And we're also joined tonight by Yoko the Architect, Dory Katz. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Aww.
That smells. That stinks. That stinks. Oh, my God, that stinks. Sorry, Dan.
I'm not going to breathe.
Christ,
my beard deflected the breath.
Okay, so what do we have to talk about tonight? We have we have Tim Wurzel's Bare Metal Saga
of
the last month. I mean, it's forget question of the week. It's a saga now.
It's a full on epic novel.
It is. And I
hate Apple.
You have no foundation to hate Apple.
Tim,
he's not a foundation to hate Apple.
My experience with iTunes.
You can't hate Apple vicariously through someone else's experience.
Yeah, especially when, let's say, well, Irv doesn't run iTunes, but I've been running iTunes on XP for like 2 years now.
It's a memory hog, and I don't like the fact that they try to keep me from burning my songs to discs.
Why? They don't keep me from burning my songs
to
discs.
They don't keep me from doing it. They try to keep me from doing it.
Why?
They don't make it as easy as they could.
Wait a second. Aren't you supposed to pay for every single download? Are you allowed to burn after you paid?
Yeah. You're allowed to burn anything you've got to disk.
Are you?
In any format.
Well, why do they add these filters into Tim's machine? We'll come back to this in a minute.
We need to Google what those filters are, but I think those aren't like music filters.
You can get
so
around
much as device
the burning.
Filters.
Well, I mean,
and I can't convert my MP4s into MP3s straight from iTunes. So I have to have two libraries of all my
music.
That's
not iTunes' fault, though. That's DRM's fault, period. I mean, Windows Media Player
Apple's
has the same restrictions for WMA files.
Allowing the problem and vicariously pushing it. In my opinion,
they're offering DRM free tracks on iTunes as well as Amazon is now too, and Sony is offering fake DRM free songs. I mean, it's you're dealing with the industry,
right?
Don't hate it. Don't be a Mac hater just for no reason. Hate things for a good reason.
True.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, don't they have really strict rules now on copyright and like what you're supposed to do? I mean, you can get around anything, but like, what's the official? Are we going to Google this for later? Like
what?
The official copyright laws? Are you allowed to burn an iTunes?
I think it depends on who you ask.
Yeah, the DMCA spells out several things that make most of what we do illegal. But
don't you love being a criminal?
I'm pretty good at it, it turns out.
Only in Alabama.
It's scary. So wait, what's Tim Wurzel's problem? Because you guys are already launching into some tirade.
We'll get to that. I also wanted to mention
there's apparently it involves iTunes.
Piece or two of Flair.
I have new old Flair.
I love new old Flair.
Wow, it's like a girl you've been dating
Flair.
For
vintage Flair.
Vintage Flair. I got some vintage Flair, perhaps. And what other segmentation do we have? Oh, we have YouTube clips of the week.
We do?
Yes. Shane's YouTube clips of the week.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing those.
They're actually well-worn clips, but we're going to use them anyway.
Mm. So that'll not be anything involving people eating nasty, awful things like the last time.
Yeah, please
Speaking
no more.
That, did
two,
anybody see
two women, one cup?
Two girls, one cup.
Yeah, no more of that.
Did you guys see Dig today? Maybe it was Dig.
I don't know. Read it at work.
Some what guy the hell is Dig?
It's a website, D-I-G-G.
That's the first time I've heard you guys mention that one.
What? Really? No, we've mentioned it many times.
Well, I'm not here all the time. Right. So this is the first time I've heard you mention this one. So, like, this is Dig. It's different than FARC. It's different than...
No.
Dig is similar to FARC, except
Dig is
users get to
FARC.
Vote on the stories.
Yes.
So they get voted up to the top.
Oh.
So you don't see every story.
If you look at it that way. I always just look at it most recent.
Okay, true.
Okay.
So FARC is more of like...
But you basically...
What, a totalitarian rule?
No. Here's how it works. It is a little bit more. I mean, it's like FARC. You have everyone submitting items of interest, okay, to the FARC sort of moderators, and yours either gets greenlit or it gets rejected. Now, if you subscribe to Total Fark, I think you get to see like almost every submission, or all of them, or I don't know, but only the select few, I guess, maybe about 100 per day or something, get greenlit to the main page, and then there's a big discussion forum about it. Dig, on the other hand, is kind of a thing where you submit the item of interest, and if people think it's interesting or cool or whatever, they can they dig it. Like, I dig it, and you click
can
dig it.
Can you dig it?
Exactly. And so you can kind of instead of looking at most recent, you can say top in 24 hours, and you can see that the number one article right now with 5,028 digs is top 10 reasons why this list will be popular on Dig.
Actually, use the how to solve a Rubik's
2,300 digs, how to solve a Rubik's Cube. 2,121, Gravel to teens, marijuana safer than alcohol. I like how it's 2,112. 2,112 digs, marijuana, prohibition failing, legalizing could be tax boon. I think we've been saying that for a long time.
Well, not we officially on this show, but we...
And so on and so forth.
The progressive ones among us.
And so on and so forth.
So wait a second, though. If there's millions of these things getting posted every day,
that's
just seems overwhelming.
I don't know.
I mean, do you dig on shit every day,
I don't have an account on the site.
I don't ever actually dig anything, although I've actually posted comments, I think, all of twice, and then I would frantically check back to see if anyone's digging my comment.
Who likes me?
Yeah, exactly. I'm such a loser. That's why I'm not built for forums or anything like that, because I take everything too personally.
Why don't they like me?
Yeah.
Why can't they
me? I'm so tired of finding you fetal crying.
So the whole point that got us on to Dig was I saw a link off here today of a guy in North Carolina, or maybe a girl, that had a license plate that said, two girl, one cup.
They
really?
Made it
yep,
a license,
their license plate.
Plate.
Two girl, one cup.
Good for them. Good for them.
You could probably find it on there somewhere.
That's absurd.
It's all right.
It's the kind of behavior you expect from the Confederate States, right?
That's right.
I mean, what would be more absurd than that? Like, I don't, in a license plate, like, eat shit out of my ass. But I can't imagine, like, I don't understand.
It's interesting because it's snuck past the regulators that regulate the license plates and...
Two girls, one cup. Well, how are they going to know that?
Yeah, in and of itself, it's
right.
not
right.
offensive.
Right. So,
sick.
What else could you sneak by
sick.
The regulators?
Goatsy. There's nothing offensive about that unless you know.
Oh, God.
What? Goatsy.cx or whatever it was?
All right, we got to get off the scab.
I mean, all of them, quite honestly. Lemon Party would work as well. It's just all fearsome.
Which one?
Lemon Party.
I haven't seen Lemon Party.
Oh, no, we're not seeing Lemon Party tonight because I don't have
what
a stomach
What is Lemon Party?
Right.
You haven't seen it either.
Here we go.
Please strike the last 5 minutes from the record.
L-E-M-O. Oh, look. I didn't even have to finish typing lemon and bam, in the Google toolbar, Lemon Party comes up. Boom. Lemon Party, a game of bingo gone horribly wrong.
Jesus.
Lemonparty.org.
It's
got to
involve.
What
the
oh,
fuck?
God damn it.
Oh.
I want to hurt myself.
You don't go to these things.
What the fuck?
Oh.
I just can't believe you. I mean, of all the things that like ran around the internet, like the big four are.
I've been moaning in the microphone
what
for
is
like
it?
2 seconds.
It's Goatsy.
Oh,
Tub
no.
Girl.
Tub Girl. Tub
Girl.
Tub
Girl.
Yeah.
Tub Girl.
Tub Girl.
Two girls, one cup.
Yeah. Lemon Party.
Lemon Party.
What was before Two Girls, One Cup? There's another one. Dr. J had said it the last time he was here, and I can't remember what he
said.
Oh, you
mean 3 years ago?
Yeah, like 3 years ago.
So why is this Lemon Party? Was there lemons that I missed in the picture? Or
no, I think they're just
shriveled up, and they look like they've just sucked on something
sour. They look
sour.
Like, yeah, that's very good.
Oh,
very good.
My God.
Lemon
Party. For the health of your sex life, please do not follow links to any of those things we just mentioned.
I also love, I mean, it's
that's
a
terrible.
Great thing to send to people, but I love the internet is serious business.com.
That
was my
hysterical.
Favorite. That was one of my, did I ever send you that one, Dory?
No, I don't think so.
What's the matter?
What's
are you
wrong,
having
Dory?
A problem?
There's this buzzing that keeps coming in and out
well,
of the signal.
Maybe you want to try putting the AC
to the floor.
On the floor or something?
Will it reach? Let me see if that's
I don't
should.
Know. Don't you just like drop it.
Unwraps.
Okay, my microphone cuts out.
Yeah, so the Internet is Serious Business would launch this video of Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up.
And you couldn't
make
it
stop. But you couldn't
make
it stop because when you tried to put your mouse on it, it would jump over here. And it would open like
other windows
and stuff. It would keep opening itself in a new window, and it would keep going.
You got me on that at work.
And I would say, so I sent it. What?
You got me on that at work. Luckily, I don't have speakers.
Exactly.
So what was the Dig article that you were trying to bring up in the first place? Wasn't that lemon thing, I hope.
Two girls, one cup license plate from North Carolina.
I got you. Okay. Sorry. I had a clear head. So we were going to do Vintage Flair, I believe. Well, what exactly is Vintage Flair? I mean, is there, you know?
It's new to Matt.
This isn't, yes, it's new to me, but it's not vintage in and of itself. But Dan was the kind supplier of my new Flair, i.e. a electric bass guitar, and been noodling around with it, as one of our mutual friends, Scott Heron, says, on my couch. And it's actually quite calming.
You've been noodling on your couch?
Noodling, yes. Not
something I gave him.
Cun noodling with my bass guitar.
Noodling with my bass guitar.
Do you know what noodling is?
Well, in bass guitar speak, according to Scott, it's just kind of like random, you know,
fondling of
in other words, it's what our neighbor does with his bongo drums.
Yes, there you go.
Bug the shit out of his neighbors.
Random,
also known as noodling. I'm going to noodle the neighbors.
I'm bugging the crap out of my tenant.
There you go. I'm noodling. Actually, noodling is a real thing, and it's a method of catching catfish.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yes, really? That's
true. Okie noodling.
Okie noodling, yes.
In Oklahoma and other places, these gentlemen and ladies
which look like
jump into the water, and they jump into the water, and they reach.
It's only the facial hair.
They reach into, like, holes and things under the water and into, like, the side of the bank. And they, like, wrap their hands in, like, duct tape or whatever, and they reach in and let the catfish
bite them
on the hand, and they just sort of, like,
wrestle them out,
and they catch these. They catch the biggest fucking catfish. They're huge. They're like 100 pounds.
They're the freaking Kerberos of the Mississippi.
The three-headed catfish.
I mean, but it's just these guys I've been noodling all my life.
Yeah, I thought
my dad noodled and my granddaddy noodled, and that's basically how the interview goes.
It was good stuff.
And it's kind of a team effort too. I mean, when you're dealing with this huge ass fish, you got to have like people all around, and you see them.
They're not
like,
easy to grab if they're flopping, I don't think.
No, well, but they don't. It's weird. They seem remarkably like. They're not as like squirmy as you would like expect them. You would expect like thrashing about.
I would go ape crazy.
They're not. Maybe it's because they've got a fist down their throat. I mean, I don't know. Maybe somehow it calms them. Maybe they like it.
That sounds like a government scandal.
Back to your couch, man.
The fist down your throat.
Yeah. So you've got the neck of the bass guitar.
Wrapped around,
so it's 4 frets deep in your ass. And then you were saying,
and he goes into this zen state.
For his pleasure,
he feels these vibrations throughout his whole body. If I could just reach, boom!
You know that D string. I'm telling you,
my, this is a new high or low,
perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of bass.
No, I guess, no doubt. I guess this is a game influenced, having, enjoyed Guitar Hero for so long and actually enjoying music and being reasonably not talented in the music department. I decided I was going to learn something for real.
And take lessons.
And hopefully I'll take lessons. I bought at least a book that will teach me what the hell the parts of it. I don't know what the hell the three
bass
knobs
guitar
on the,
for dummies.
On the bass do, the controls. One of them is volume, but I don't know what the other two do.
Tone.
Is bass like really hard to play? Because it seems like they play the
Dan
same
said
note
it was,
over
Dan
and over
said
again.
It was the easiest of the guitars to start out with, and if I was going to try something, I might as well go there first. And who can argue? He lent it to me for free, and, if I learn something, cool. If not, he gets it back, and no harm, no foul.
They're big beefy strings, so they're easier to hang on to.
I hear you. Pushing. I do. Yeah.
You like beefy
really
strings?
I can just see like the monsters of dork.
And it's the first time I've actually seen the word humbucker.
A double humbucker.
I know what the hell it looks like, although I have no idea what the hell it means.
What the hell is a humbucker?
A humbucker.
It's the pickup. The pickup's the tone from the strings. The little black thing underneath the strings, like.
So it's the electrical receiver or whatever.
Precisely.
It's a magnetic coil.
Humbucker.
That changes its, the frequency is changed by the vibration of the string. my nerd brain wouldn't let that one go.
Yeah, I didn't really read that. Yeah.
So where did the term humbucker come from?
I didn't see that.
No?
No, I didn't look for origin of humbucker.
I'm sure Google knows.
I figured
knows.
It was going to be something like helicopter, and I was going to be, what the hell?
So can you play 2112 yet?
What are you
Not
doing?
Yet. I'm working on
Just
it.
Just be cool.
Be cool.
Irv is apparently doing
No, I'm going to show him what he can aspire to. From the from bass guitar standpoint, I'm going to show you, Matt. I want you to know this. This is the pinnacle of your new craft. All right,
the pinnacle.
The
known as Big Brown Beaver.
Are you ready?
That is a great tune.
here it goes. Here it goes.
It's really low.
Oh, it's that's a great tune. Great little theme song.
I don't know this one.
Oh, come on, dude. He is young.
Barty Miller, come on.
Yeah.
Wow, we're getting down here at the Dial of Dork Den.
Oh, yeah. Live in Irv's basement. Songs of the 70s.
You weren't quite sure about that.
I wasn't, really.
Okay, that would be the theme song to Barney Miller.
Wait, I need to back up for a second, though. Danny, are you like a musician?
I am.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I did not know.
Well, he's like a guy that hangs out with musicians. He's a drummer.
Are you a roadie?
Yeah, he's a drummer.
Oh,
semi-professional.
No kidding. What's your? You're in a band.
Drums. Well, not now, but I have been in the past.
You have been.
I'm in a couple of bands.
Awesome.
I am technically a professional drummer because I've been paid to play many times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, okay, we've got a drummer.
Exactly.
The show's got a drummer.
Well,
you've
got a bassist, drummer, front man, obviously.
I'll be a go-go dancer.
Backup singer. Backup singer.
No, no one wants to hear me sing.
Backup
ever.
Singer. And,
you can shake your tambourine.
Exactly. I was going to say shake your tail feather.
So to speak.
Well, shake your tambourine, Dory. We'll get you a series of what we'll do is we'll like raid an elementary school music department. And we'll get you like tambourines and maracas and those stupid ridge sticks that you rub together and shit. And
I would prefer a triangle.
The triangle. Triangle. Those bells you hit with a little Ding. Rubber mallets.
Wow. Bing, we are going to rock out. We should get a bus.
Bonus.
I was in a band.
If it's a Catholic school, you can grab a, you know, a skirt or something for her as well.
Well, costume, you know,
there you go.
Gotta have a costume. Mm-hmm. Well, outfit on stage.
I think I might be able to muster up a skirt without, you know, robbing a Catholic school.
A plaid one?
Yeah, but that'd be such
pleated,
a great story.
A pleated
How
plaid
the hell
skirt
did you get your outfit?
With a little white collared t-shirt.
Stole it.
Okay.
From
some saddle shoes.
Ginger the nun.
Saddle shoes.
Do you want to go hang out at the elementary school playground? What is up with you?
Sure.
One of our favorite beers, Dirty Old Bastard.
Indeed.
Dirty Old Bastard. And one of our favorite rappers, Old Dirty
ODB.
Bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Old Dead Dirty Bastard, I think.
That's right.
Oh, didn't about that.
Didn't
he's
the
dead.
Hip get him?
I believe he's dead.
Do they still run?
I think he just died.
What was that? Deadpool.
Oh, Eazy-E had AIDS.
That ran
yeah.
for a while.
What?
Wasn't there a Deadpool.com or something like that?
No, that's still going.
Is
Stiffs.
It still going?
Stiffs.com. There's
that's
a couple
it.
Of them. Some people are. It's amazing you brought that up. I went there not, I don't know, 2-3 days ago.
You're kidding.
Just to
on a lark.
Well, just to see who died in 07.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And like who won.
Right.
And the people are.
I've never seen this site before, so.
The 07 state. These people are amazing.
Yoko's
this
guy, Wyvo of the week.
So basically, what they do is they pick ten. They pick 10 people.
It's not what you think.
They pick 10 people who they think are going to die in a calendar year. Okay, mm-hmm. And they rank them. You know, like 1 through 10,
like we do with the Oscars.
Yes, they weight them, and if you get your number 10, you get 10 points. You know, mm-hmm. So this guy got 9 out of 10. For a total of 51 points.
Damn!
And the people he picked, it's like unbelievable. He picked Bill Walsh. You know, he picked Tammy Faye Messner.
Who the hell's Tammy Faye Messner?
Tammy Faye Baker?
You know, like Tammy Faye Baker. You know.
Oh, she got married.
He picked Benny Parsons and Joe Nuxhall. I mean, how the hell did he do that?
Joe Nuxhall.
The only person he didn't get right was Chemical Ali.
Who the hell's that?
Well,
that's
he was
the guy
like
from
Iraq. Yeah, Saddam's chemical weapons guy or whatever.
How do we know he's still alive?
He's in Iran.
Hmm.
And his number, he got his number one, the Barzan Ibrahim Hassan Al-Tikridi.
Well, he's from Iraq, I believe.
Yeah. Charles Walgreen Jr. I mean, I don't know how this guy does it.
Yeah, who are these people?
Nostradamus ain't got nothing on this dude.
Hey, you two. Stop tonguing your microphones. You're a little too close.
Too close?
Like, this guy picked Dan Fogelberg. Lady Bird Johnson. Hey, well, she's probably really
wasn't
old.
Wasn't he a musician?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that right?
Creedence?
No,
that's right? John Fogerty.
No, that's John Fogerty.
That's a little different.
Fogelberg. Dan Fogelberg is... all I know is he did. I think he did some of that sensitive music. In the '70s, you know, that sensitive man.
Did he write the song?
Well, no.
The whole world.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, like, apparently, like, don't you remember Dennis Leary's joke about it? He's like, "Can I sue Dan Fogelberg for turning me into a pussy for 10 years or something like that?"
I do remember that joke now.
Let me see if I can. I know he got one big hit. He had like one really big hit, and he had like a number of minor. Mm. And I think he had kind of a following there, if you will. All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I got to see if I can find this.
Okay, well, I want to know what's going on with Tim Wurzel. Like, I'm hanging on this iTunes
thing.
Get to
it, gee whiz.
Yeah. I thought you were busy.
So, what you is your old new player the guitar?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's old to you, but new to me. Mm-hmm. So that qualifies it as vintage flair.
Well, there's my new piece of flair right here.
And we saw your all.
So where did
wonder.
You find that at?
It's a printer, folks. It's
CDW.
Really?
Yes.
What's the product? I don't know.
It is a Samsung CLX-3160FN. It is a color laser multifunction with network ready. And it uses... it doesn't use toner in the traditional way.
Has it got wax?
I think I just pissed it off.
It
doesn't use the wax. It uses regular like powder toner, but it comes in these easy to install canisters.
Oh, cool.
Okay, these easy to use canisters, and if you'll notice, the paper can make one pass. You know, instead of rotating the toner cartridges or whatever, or doing multiple passes
yes,
with the
I
paper,
see.
The paper can make one pass through the toner area,
yeah.
And apparently what that does for it is really keep it quieter when it prints. Print a little faster and keep it quieter.
As well as you should reduce the wear on the rollers. Each roller has to roll in mm-hmm. once per,
something like
per
that.
Page, and whereas the other one, you know, it rolls back and forth a few times. I do recall that.
So the first question that should come to all of our minds is, has your butt been on it? Or Dory's butt?
No.
And it hasn't been properly broken in.
Yep. No.
What kind of dork are you?
No. No, I have not.
Is it a scanner as well?
What
all does it do?
I mean, it's
printer,
a multifunction,
scanner,
you know,
fax.
Automatic document. Yeah, fax,
okay.
Scan,
yeah, cool.
Copy,
that's
print.
Awesome. Yeah.
Coffee?
It was like $500.
Actually, that's a pretty good price for an all-in-one of a
color
laser.
Color laser.
Yeah.
It's okay price.
Yeah.
It's just I needed to do it in 07
yeah.
so I could take the deduction.
Yeah.
And I was in, you know, I might have been placing an order at the time, and I got
good price
sidetracked.
Good. Good for you.
I went ahead and did it.
I got a Brother monochrome laser printer that was network ready for $139, and I thought that was a pretty
laser
good
prices
price.
Have dropped significantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
There's a
it's
good,
ridiculous.
I want to say, Samsung that's out right now. The D160, I believe, is the model number.
All right.
Mm. Oh, hey, speaking of devices, I was looking into a Blu-ray player given the announcement by, was it Warner? No. Who?
I believe it was Time Warner, and Paramount is going to follow suit.
Yeah, or they announcing dropping HD DVD.
Right. From the way I understood it, Paramount had a clause in their contract with Toshiba or whoever's making HD,
Toshiba.
That if Warner or if any of the other big studios went with Blu-ray, that they could drop HD and go Blu-ray.
So I was looking into buying a player because they've come down in price finally. They're about $300. It's just a little much.
It's still too much.
But I learned that the original Blu-ray players are Blu-ray 1.0 devices.
Uh-oh.
Which do not enable
uh-oh.
Some of the features and will not play some of the more current titles, which are following the Blu-ray 1.1 spec. I had no idea that...
Fuck.
Bastards.
Exactly.
Is it possible to back up a Blu-ray?
So I looked into that, and there are Blu-ray DVD drives
yeah.
mm-hmm.
being put into laptops and desktops and the whole nine
yards. Yeah, you got to watch an HD.
So there's no extra DRM that's added on top of the...
Well, someone will crack it.
The technology supports, I think it was 4 different types of DRM, but it supports it. They're not, like, required.
Okay.
All right. This is supposedly a big hit of Dan Fogelberg's. Called Leader of the Band.
That's it. I already have.
I feel like I'm in a Beavis and Butthead movie or video. Like, what are we listening to, Butthead?
This sucks!
Fire! Fire!
Spanking my monkey boy. You should send John Denver.
Close. Damn close.
It is.
All right, that's enough of that.
Yeah, right. Really. I think we're all going gay right now.
Can we hear the chorus, for fuck's sake?
Oh, can we?
You can't fast forward?
We're having a dial-a-dork moment, apparently. I think that I'm picturing some sunsets and, like, rushing waves. In fact,
Kumbaya.
Dork Almighty and myself were running in slow motion, I think, somewhere.
You people are assholes. You understand me?
My lord. Are you defending that fucking pussy-ass ridiculous shit that we just listened to?
I didn't say I was defending it. I'm trying to listen to it.
Way to lay it down, Dory.
See what the fuck it is.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how we earn our explicit rating.
Just trying to see what the fuck it is, you fucking assholes. Fucking cocksuckers.
Hey, I went upstairs looking for my piece of flair. Oh, and it's on the table.
What?
Flair.
What piece of flair?
That's my piece of flair.
This?
Yes.
Oh, that.
Yes, because I have a new thing, this show.
What?
I have a spouse that's been published.
Oh, is that the article we were talking
about?
Yes, correct. Excellent. So Irv is my piece of flair this week. He has been published by Inside Business Magazine.
That is great.
As IT Guy of the Year.
Digital Zen Guru.
Yeah.
I know.
The Although, DZG.
They totally painted him as like a... You know, VW bus driving hippie who's like, and I try to bring my dog and kid wherever I go. And I could probably sing you a song by Jefferson Starship if you'd like.
Airplane or Starship?
Ooh. See, your hair was definitely shorter.
Either one, baby. I got all the Jefferson.
So did you go to the bathroom to try and find that just now? Is that where you went? When you ran upstairs?
Okay. I was upstairs.
Just making sure.
It was down here, though.
Well, I ran upstairs and I peed in a corner. Yeah.
Well, I figured maybe the magazine was by the toilet or something.
Well, you know, that is where we like to keep it.
Right. That's right, my maximus. So.
Wait a minute. What kind of industry do you think the best office party would be in?
Stop something. With the wuss music. I can't do it. The best industry. Office party would be some
money
sort of
related.
Advertising.
No, I got it. I got it. I got it. The adult entertainment industry.
Oh. That might be true, but according to this magazine, which clearly is for the
fundraising
family, you know, crowd, Beverage Distributors, Inc. throws the best office party.
Maybe
oh,
so.
Imagine that.
Drink down the profits. All right, here was his first hit, Part of the Plan.
Oh, are you going to be torturing us all show long?
If you guys will just shut the fuck up and listen, we can be done with it.
Irv just brandished his microphone at this music. Wow.
I've never heard this song before in my fucking life.
Is that the click track right in the background?
It does sound like it. Metronome back there.
It is. Maybe it's a cowbell.
Well, we need to turn it up.
We can only we can only hope. Oh. Do you have a unicorn poster somewhere that I'm not
wolves.
Aware of?
It's actually wolves.
Cry when you have to?
Wow, that fucking sucks.
That sounds like a fart smells.
Excellent, wow.
Very good.
Weak and like saccharine sweet.
Yeah. Oh, wait, okay, hold on.
Can I make you grimace a little bit?
No, we gotta find a song that we fucking heard before.
Why?
I don't think I've heard any of these songs.
So we can confirm that we think he's a total asshole?
So we can beat each other's asses right here in the basement for listening to it together?
Just.
This is just wrong.
Just, wait, we have to find.
Tim Tim Wirsal did not send in his saga to hear this crap.
I feel like the news. We're just egging it on. You want to hear about Tim Wirsal? Wait five more minutes.
I know, really.
We'll talk about Tim. Just wait
I'm
five more minutes.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Now, this song's called Longer and supposedly was a wedding standard in the 80s.
My friend, my Sony friend.
That's what it sounds like.
Maybe not.
Is this the one that goes longer than...
It is.
Okay, we got it.
Oh my god.
Are you going to punch him or am I?
Wow. Those is a exuberant high five. By the way, are you trying to wake the baby? Because I will make you listen to this fucking shit all night long if you do.
Longer than my wife's been a biatch. Okay. So there, Dan Fogelberg.
Now we know.
Rest in peace, nigga.
See, we could never be picked up by some network. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? What are you kidding?
Well, besides the racial slurs.
Could be IMUS all over again.
Serious, maybe.
That last minute XM? Was pure gold. Radio magic.
We could be picked up by one of the satellite services.
Sure,
what do you mean,
one of the? I thought they were merging.
Like Iridium?
That was a great satellite service.
What kind of service would it be
satellite
to bring that horrible
phone for $14 a minute? What?
But it worked anywhere in the fucking world.
Well, actually, it's true. They're using it. Somebody bought it. They're using it for like military things and stuff like that.
Yep.
Okay. Shall we move on to Tim Wirsal? For you, baby.
Yes, I'm dying of anticipation.
For you, baby.
We do it all for you, Dory.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Before we go to this, I have some more new-to-me flair.
Oh, go ahead. Let's hear it.
I signed up for Netflix.
You decided.
Hey.
Yep. I got an itchy in my beard yesterday, and I just said, hey, you know, I'm going to do it.
You got some sort of louse in your
itchy
beard?
Itchy in my beard.
So Body Lice has driven you to get more movies. Is that what it is?
That's right. Don't leave the house. Stay home.
Right.
And wallow on your couch.
Treat yourself to the...
It's attacking me.
You guys are really like kiss with those microphones. You're like, ah.
That's how you do in the rock business.
I guess, yes, it's true.
No, I figured it's actually going to save me runny. Save me runny.
Save me runny?
Yeah, save me runny before the wedding. Save me money before the wedding. Because maybe we won't go out as much. And maybe I can rent songs like this.
Oh, yeah.
I know this one.
I do know this one, too, dude.
Is this Dan Fogelberg again?
Is this more wuss music? Is this a theme tonight? Should we all wear pink tank tops tonight, boys?
We should have our pants on backwards.
Yeah, really.
Crisscross? No, that's not crisscross, is it? You know the words.
You gotta love Color Me Bad. You really got to.
Color Me Bad. I was just singing this song a second ago.
I wanna set you up.
Oh, yeah, they did that one too.
That's not this song?
No.
See, that's proper music industry. Everything sounds the same.
You know, I do.
Dory could have sang that song while Irv was singing this song. And they would. Like that, and they come together.
No, we gotta stop with the music, okay? I wanna know what Tim Wirsal needs.
Alright.
Dorks!
Tim Wirsal needs a Zune.
Tim Wirsal writes. Dorks! This is gonna be a long one. Buckle up.
And listen to some really great tunes along the way.
Yeah, should we have some little traveling music for Tim?
No.
First, I'll start with a wrap-up of the ongoing saga that is my girlfriend's aunt's last... Did we discuss this on the show at all? We did, didn't we?
What? Yeah, we discussed...
No, we didn't. We did not discuss this on the show because he wrote the question to the dorks just kind of...
Oh, holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, basically, so let's... Well, I guess during the recap, the recap that he wrote will sum it up pretty well. So, okay. First, I'll start with a wrap-up of the ongoing saga that is my girlfriend's aunt's laptop.
Oh, wait a minute. Shouldn't we do the YouTube clips first?
Leaving me hanging.
What? Why?
Because this is going to be a rather long discussion. It's a kind of an epic story.
No. You know what? The email is going to take a hell of a lot longer than the discussion. There isn't a whole lot to say.
Okay.
iTunes sucks.
All right, we'll summarize instead of reading.
I'm reading it.
No,
Tim went to the
trouble
of writing it.
He wrote,
a summary. You can't zip a zip file, dickhead. I got to read the summary. He summarized it already. I can't zip. He's already compressed.
That was a terrible dork reference, but I like it.
I mean, you could zip a zip file. You can put a zip file inside of a zip file.
B-zip the zip file, you'll get some compression.
7-zip. 7-Z. Dot 7-Z.
That too, but that also uses the B-zip algorithm as well if you sell it to.
You don't know that.
I do. I have it. I looked at the differences in you don't zip know. And unzip time.
You don't know.
Because I was curious.
You don't know.
Actually, that's are you in logic?
That's the whole point of open source.
Contrary.
That's the whole point of open source. You actually do.
Gainsaying of anyone.
Don't have that again. No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
I most certainly did not.
An argument is not just the automatic gainsay of someone, you know, someone else's position. Yes, it is. No, it isn't.
For those of you are listening along, that was an excerpt from Monty Python.
Aw, see, she doesn't let on, but Dory's a big fat dork. It was a figure of speech.
I need you to retract the fat part. You're a long-legged,
skinny dork.
Okay, knock-kneed. Say knock-kneed.
You're like, knock-kneed? You're gangly and awkward.
Thank you.
Big old knees.
That is some dorkdom.
Come on.
All right, that was like sick dork sex. You guys touch a microphone to an iPhone to broadcast Monty Python. Wow, I think someone got off around the world.
I still think that's more cool than the songs Irv was making us listen to.
It was almost...
Yeah, that was not nearly as good.
All right.
First, I'll start with a wrap-up of the ongoing saga that is my girlfriend's aunt's laptop.
Saga, an aunt.
Or it's either Saga and Aunt or Saga and Aunt, but you're not getting...
Sega? You get Sega from your aunt?
As you may recall, she got a new iPod Touch.
You got the touch.
She got a new iPod Touch for Xmas.
Roxette, right? No.
What?
Boogie Nights.
Yeah, but who was the song? Who sang
what?
That?
You got the touch?
Touch.
No, dude, that's like Deep Purple.
Oh, really?
Roxette? Oh,
wrong.
My Lord.
Not Roxette.
Give the bass back. Give the bass back.
Deep Purple and Roxette. You know, Scott Heron would love that. Mm-hmm. The fact that you've got Roxette and Deep Purple confused.
Well, I don't know if it was... Yeah, I'd have to go look at it.
I mean, fucking
anyway.
Deep... You know who was the lead singer of Deep Purple at the end of Deep Purple's career?
At the end of Deep Purple?
Yeah.
Frank
Zappa.
David
Coverdale.
Yeah, I know.
Who went on to be the lead singer of Whitesnake.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. With Ted Nugent?
No, I didn't know that.
Was it Ted Nugent?
Great leather pants.
I think Ted... It was the super band, right?
Tugent? No, Ted Nugent was in Damn Yankees.
Oh, is that the one he was in?
With Tommy Shaw. And the guy from Jack... Group. Whatever, from Jack Bruce from Night Ranger, I think his name was.
Sister Christian.
Okay, there was an aunt.
Well,
that
was Night Ranger, but Damn Yankees did like High Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take me high enough?
David,
my
okay.
Lord.
Okay. And okay, so
can you fly me over
yesterday?
I want to know how those guys came up with like that faggy of a song. I mean, like, they must have.
How did they talk Ted Newton here? All right, Ted, just we're going to give you $500,000
and a dress. Wear the dress. And
we're
going to
give you
like
$500,000. We're going to give you white tiger stripe spandex trousers, and we're
and we're going to throw the teenage girls at you.
Yes.
That's
we're gonna
what
throw, we're going to throw more pussy at you than.
And Ted Nugent can handle.
Some sort of hunting reference. Some sort of hunting reference, because he loves to hunt. He's like this crazy bow hunter dude that eats what he catches. He keeps what he kills. He's like Riddick.
The Chronicles of?
As in. Okay.
No comment.
As you may recall, she got a new iPod Touch for Xmas.
I need some.
We installed iTunes. What?
How do those words go? Touch.
I don't know.
Well, just give me a second.
Heard you call
oh,
my
no.
name now, Touch.
Okay, we got it.
Hush. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, it's Hush.
I'm thinking of the wrong song.
It's Hush. Hush by Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
I think ZZ Top sings, I'm just looking for some touch.
Tush.
Is it Tush?
T-U-S-H.
Oh, well, that makes more sense. I'm like, what's touch? I'm just looking. Here you go, buddy. Okay, stop looking. All right. We installed iTunes on her Gateway laptop running Vista, and it disabled the DVD drive by installing what are called upper and lower filters in the registry. Now, can anyone tell us what upper and lower filters are in reference to a DVD or CD-ROM drive?
No.
Windows ME? What?
Is that who?
What they are registry entries that are referred to an upper and a lower filter. I don't know what the hell they are.
Okay. You know what? I was curious about that and I forgot to Google it. Would you?
They probably prevent.
Know what that is.
They probably filter data.
I don't think it filters data
from going to the ROM.
It filters water
rather than data going to the device.
Filters.
What is it going to filter besides data? Dan, you're like data. I think it's data.
Yeah. From going to the drive, though, not just any data.
Because why would you have? I mean, unless
what,
maybe
rogue data that's just roaming around.
Well, you never know what kind of data is coming over the pipe, so sometimes you need to filter it.
I see.
I'm just making it up.
Tonight's show in Dirty Tech Secrets.
In touch.
Upper and lower filters.
Wow, you made that dirty? That's impressive.
Yeah.
Filters? Sounds like cigarettes. I miss smoking. I had upper and lower filter
smoking
made
hot.
I didn't have to worry about the cancer.
The furled brow, or I guess as furled as Herb's
it's
brow
just hard.
Gets.
They're talking about like, don't delete these things. They're not saying what the fuck they are.
Don't we have a master Googler here?
He's computerless.
I hate Apple, so I'm not touching it.
Oh, you just did. I've been infected.
Don't tush me.
No, I've got tush.
But it's hush. That's hush.
I know.
I'm just looking for some hush.
No, tush.
I'm just looking for. That's what he's saying?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just looking for some tush. Well, it's a cute little word for what he's looking for.
I know, it's got a little swing to it, but.
Okay, so we're trying to figure out what the hell Tim Wurzel even is talking about. The upper and lower filters. Wait, before you finish
so
reading.
So somehow these filters prevent data from.
Finish reading the friggin' email before we go searching for stuff. And if you play another song, I will shove my microphone up your ass.
What is. What on earth? This is my favorite ZZ Top song.
What does that have to do with anything? Gonna get mine. And hold on now.
In that Texas town.
I got my goiter.
No, I don't.
Okay.
If you want to go.
All right. You know what? This is not karaoke night. Why don't we go back? All right, fine. It is karaoke night.
Down there.
I give up.
Have mercy.
Oh, we're rocking out dork style, people. You should see the head bobbing going around this table. Oh, wow.
I actually like ZZ Top. I'm guilty.
I like ZZ Top, too.
What are you talking about?
I think my favorite is Jesus Just Left Chicago. And Casey Jones, I think, is the other portion of that. But we're not going to listen to it. We're going to talk about Tim's iTunes problem.
Anyway, here's my second favorite ZZ Top song.
Has anyone noticed that Irv's got ADD?
Second favorite ZZ Top song.
We did that long ago.
What were you saying?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
Cheap sunglasses.
Yeah.
Now they're floor glasses.
I love that scene.
What?
I'll explain in a second.
Oh, because we don't want to interrupt this. This song that people hear 30 times a day on 98.5.
What kind of DRM, DMCA stuff are we breaking right now?
It's my personal collection.
And we're broadcasting it. Oh, this is good. Hey, just before someone...
Well, LaGrange was good.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, the ones I've got on my iPhone.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Tush, sleeping bag. Sleeping bag was good too.
Go back to...
Taxman.
Read the whole email.
I'm trying to find out what the goddamn filters are.
Find out that out later.
Nobody knows what the filters are. I don't think anybody cares what the filters are. The filters
seem... I don't know what they're for.
Right, but they prevent...
I have some success over here on the Google.
On the Google. All right, anyway.
After
Googling the issue, I found that deleting the upper and lower filters in the registry would enable the drive. I ran this by Dewey, as in Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan, and we decided to delete the filters. While this enabled the drive, iTunes was unable to burn to a disk. However, it would import from a disk. You follow?
No, why would you import iTunes from a disk?
You can pull songs into iTunes.
Like you know, you own a CD and you want to put it into your iTunes so you can play it on your iPod.
WMA to MP4.
I gotcha.
What?
Right, doesn't it convert it?
you have to get a, you have to get, I think, when a third-party tool for
when it imports
it, it can, I think it can play.
If you add them to your collection, iTunes converts it for you.
Oh, okay, good.
Right?
I don't know.
Wait. Say the question.
WMA,
again.
Maybe. I don't know.
I called Gateway, and they suggested...
Well, no, stop it.
Or even a wave.
What? This is my
Well, hang on, because Dan had a question.
You put a CD into the drive.
Yeah.
You import it into iTunes.
But yes. That's...
iTunes converts it.
But that's wave.
To what?
Not WMA. That's wave on
no,
the CD.
So, wave.
WAV.
What format does...
By default, what
CD
format...
CD audio.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but it's a wave file.
It's still a wave.
It's raw. Yeah. You're right. You're
PCM.
Right.
What format does iTunes then put that file it is imported in?
You can choose what format you want. You can do AAC, which is a slightly modified.
That's the one by default, right?
What does AAC stand for?
Apple Audio
Apple
Codec.
Apple Audio Codec.
Yeah. I forget what they slightly modified some other format to do that, and then you can do.
Matt, you're not talking into your microphone.
Well, Dory told me to.
She
you know,
scolded us.
But you guys were really, really loud there for a while.
But you didn't tell me I was really,
so,
really quiet.
Proceed with the story. Proceed with the story.
Anyway,
right
so the point was is that there's several different formats to
so you
to
can choose
import it as you can choose
and you can go looking for people who have done all sorts of comparisons mm-hmm. between the different formats yeah. AAC mm-hmm.
right which one's better
WMA,
I do a
blah blah blah
160 kilobit variable bit rate MP3 which mm-hmm. seems to
that's
to do very
always
well.
Nice. I like I think I for a long time I was doing 128.
Yeah, 128
constant bit rate.
128 is too low. You get way too much clipping.
Think so?
Especially at the
Maybe
at the base level.
But then I went up the 192 variable.
Yeah, 192.
Anyway,
yeah. VBR.
Mm-hmm. VBR.
Isn't DBVR?
So it couldn't burn,
DBDA.
But it could import. I called Gateway and they suggested what we did. So they suggested what they already had done, and then they said that Microsoft should have a patch to fix it. I called Microsoft, and they wanted to charge $59 to talk to me about the issue and see if it could be solved. I decided not to do that. I tried updating Vista and iTunes, and they were both up to date. I took the laptop to work and let the IT guy at work look at it. We installed Nero on the machine, and with the filters deleted, we were able to burn a disk from Nero. This led us to believe that it was an iTunes issue. I searched on Apple's website for help and decided to call one of the only two numbers they have listed for tech support, one for Macs only and one for the iTunes Store and iPhone. I explained my story to the lady, and she said she would not be able to help me since, quote, iTunes is a Mac-only product. To which I replied, really? Then why does it offer downloads for Windows-based machines? Why do I have it on my PC? Then I hung up. I would be pissed. And then decided to email Apple. Below is my email, followed by their response. Let's see. My email reads... I have iTunes installed on my Windows Vista machine and is completely up to date, as is Windows Vista. However, upon installing iTunes onto my laptop, the CD drive is disabled. Uninstalling iTunes enables
twice
the drive.
Twice a day.
iTunes.
Make sure you eat an apple.
iTunes adds upper and lower filters in the registry, and deleting those enables the drive, and iTunes can then import, but iTunes does not recognize the drive for burning. I installed Nero burning software into the laptop and was able to burn a CD that way. So I've reached the conclusion that this is an iTunes problem. I've called Gateway, Microsoft, and Apple trying to get help to fix this, and no one will offer any help. I'm trying to email Apple, and hopefully someone there will actually want to offer support for their product. I do not want to return my iPod Touch, but I will. And I will if I cannot get this resolved. Please help. And then he also writes, here is my phone number in case someone wishes to call me to discuss this. However, I'm actually expecting an email back saying that you will not help as well.
And
please prove me wrong.
How was his prediction? His prediction was correct. We'll
his
fast forward to the end.
You know what? I think he was a little harsh on this person. Because I'm going to read the response.
They give him two free songs. Good luck.
She said,
have a good day.
She said, your request for assistance has reached iTunes Store customer support, which answers non-technical questions exclusively about billing, customer accounts, downloading purchases, and iTunes Store content. However, Apple does offer support for your iPod Touch, and I'm happy to guide you to some Apple resources that should help. And she's like real sweet about stuff, and she gives him a phone number to call, and she credits him two songs. I mean, you know, what do you want her to do? She's a non-technical support person. You sent it to the wrong place or something.
Right.
Now, I'm not trying to make Tim even more upset by saying that. Anyway, he says, needless to say, I've got nothing. I always knew Apple's customer support was terrible, but this is sad. Anyway, what we decided to do is leave the laptop the way it is, unable to burn from iTunes, but at least you can import songs that way and burn from Nero. Now on to his questions. Is it possible to get songs that you have purchased through the iTunes Store and imported to an iPod off of that iPod and onto a different computer. I know how to do it for songs not purchased through the iTunes store, and as far as I know, you can't get songs that you purchased off of an iPod onto another computer. But I figured I'd ask. I believe if you go to another computer and you have to authorize that installation of iTunes with the Apple Store, and then you can sync the iPod with that computer, and you should have
Full access sync to all your stuff.
Access.
And how many machines can you authorize with?
Five.
Five? I've heard seven, but I don't know.
Well, I think it was three, and now it's five. Now it's seven. Yeah. That seems like a lot.
It does.
Who would authorize seven? I mean, I could see, okay, I'm going to authorize my work PC. I'm going to authorize my home PC. I'm going to authorize my laptop.
Right.
And then what?
What about grandma's? Or your friends?
I got to authorize my daughter's computer. Yeah, I don't know.
But I guess I don't know anything about iTunes at all. But I'm just, so you buy songs for a single listen or for as many listens as you want?
Unlimited listening, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. So by authorizing a computer, you can hear that song on that computer.
Well, I guess the song has some sort of, you know, marker on it or wrapper on it that
is it the song?
Associates the song.
Or is it the iPod?
The file. I think
it's
it associates the file
of everything.
With an account or
correct.
Something like that. So, like, it associates the file with an account, and you have to author
with an account.
And iTunes gets associated
computers
with that account
with
when
iTunes.
You authorize it. Boom, boom, boom.
So you only pay one time, and they let you use up to five different machines to use the same song.
Something like that.
Okay, that's not bad.
The thing about it is, though, is that there are programs out there that will attempt, I thought, what is it called, like Fair Play or something like that? The DRM
one of the DRM schemes.
The Apple one, I think it's called like Fair Play or something like that. Mm-hmm. There are programs out there that what they will do is they will simply create like a phony... like a phony source, you know, like fool the laptop or your computer into thinking you have an additional, like, audio source or whatever, and it will play the song into this phony source and record it. So in other words, you're just basically recording the song, and once you record the song, all you're getting is pure audio data, and you have a DRM-free MP3.
Right.
Or whatever format you choose. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, not all is not lost, you know, but you have to do something to bypass the DRM if you, you know.
Right.
And what's a DRM?
Digital Rights Management. It's an industry concept that is supposed to enable artists to protect their songs and gain them more money.
Not the artists.
It's supposed to, is what I said. However, in truth, it protects the recording labels and distributors.
So they can keep making them.
So they can keep making
them.
They're going down the hole anyway. Don't worry about it.
The problem is that there's been a change in the business model. You know, fair use of cassette tapes and albums and stuff like that was that you could not record the exact same audio material onto a cassette from a radio source or from, you know, like an LP or whatever, because there was degradation involved in the process. That was one of the reasons why they allowed you to make backups of your, you know, tapes and stuff like that. It's still illegal to distribute mass amounts of, you know, audio cassettes and whatnot. What happened with digital media is that all of a sudden you can take a source song and make an exact non-degraded copy of that song and do whatever the heck you want with it.
Well, right. So basically, if you bypass the DRM with this device.
That's a software.
Yeah, it's just software.
It's illegal, though, right?
Technically.
Well, okay. I mean, it depends what you do with it.
Right.
The software itself is not illegal.
Right.
But if you save that file that bypassed the DRM onto a machine one time, is that considered legal? Or if you...
I think that is still legal because you're backing up for your own personal use.
Well, I think
the DMCA calls that into question.
And then the guy...
Right.
The
that's
guy
where I think the questions start.
The guy
that,
in the trial.
Exactly.
Right.
The Sony lawyer or whatever who claimed that ripping your own CDs that you own was violation.
Of the DMCA, yeah.
And now they're saying, oh, he misspoke.
Well, the whole problem is that now there's all of this ruckus about, you know, the legality of copying and sharing songs and stuff like that. And there have been several times now that it's gone to court to decide key issues. One of them is if you use a program to share your song with other people without them paying anything for it, does that mean that you're distributing the song for, you know, commercial use, which is ultimately what that ends up being. Or you're sharing the song to mass people without anybody getting the royalties, which is illegal in that business model. So the industry is being forced to reevaluate the model they're operating under, and they're fighting and kicking and screaming and trying to get every last cent out of it before they have to change.
Mm. And this writer's strike kind of dovetails into this discussion in a way, right?
I don't know what they were striking for, to be
They
quite
were striking
honest.
For rights to money related to sales on the internet or related to viewing on the internet.
Oh.
And they wanted to be able to be part of this DRM or whatever. They wanted to get a payoff too,
yeah,
as writers for the material. And I guess that the AA, whatever it is, that this consortium of media conglomerates, mm-hmm, they are
MPAA.
They're trying to label it as promotional material if they are showing a television show on the internet, but the writers are saying that's the same thing as showing it on TV, and you pay us when you show it on TV, so you should pay us when you show it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why the Golden Globes have been canceled and maybe the Oscars too this year.
Yeah. Once again, the industry, the technology is changing the industry. The industry is not wanting to change the business model.
What am I going to do about my pool?
I know. How am I going to win the money this year if there's no Oscars?
How am I going to fix it so that either my sister or my wife or my mother wins the... I mean, I'm sorry.
Did you see the... have you rented any movies lately that had the trailer for Coming Soon on it? One of Jack Black's recent endeavors? Looks like it's a riot.
No.
What are you talking about? No, I haven't.
Sounds like a porno.
Have you seen
Before we do this, we should jump back to Tim's problem because we have limited time.
All right. Well, hold on. I have one more comment on Tim's. Then we'll
thank you, Mr. Focus.
So I googled for the upper filter, lower filter thing. Tim's right. There's information in forums all over the place about this. But once again, it doesn't seem it's not specific to a particular program. It's specific to particular devices with those programs.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering, if the gateway, if the DVD drive or whatever it is in that laptop happens to be incompatible with iTunes.
Yeah. For some reason or another, that's likely
like
the case.
Like just shitty luck.
So the filters,
which makes no fucking sense.
The filters were like a red herring then?
No, they're not a red herring.
They're all over the forums as
well. That's legit. It's just that for whatever reason, iTunes installed these filters or whatever, or the way that iTunes maybe the filters were already there, and iTunes interacted with the filters in such a way that it caused it fails somehow. With just this particular drive or a handful of drives, maybe a particular chipset or something, you know, doesn't, you know, do things in a standard sort of way that the way iTunes is expecting them to do it, or maybe iTunes doesn't do it in a standard sort of way. You know.
Wait a second. Is it possible that the DRM is related to these filters?
No,
I don't think so. Like, this is an issue. Somewhere lies between iTunes, Windows, and a piece of hardware.
Yeah, it's a device issue rather than like a digital rights management.
This is
issue.
Like deep, deep, deep Windows understanding. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're talking registry keys, the way that the operating system interacts with hardware. You have to be a real ninja it's easy to delete the keys. It's easy to look this up and someone tells you delete this key, delete that key. To actually be, you know,
understand why you're deleting,
or what you're deleting, what they do, or even the ability to create these filters and understand what you're doing, that is like really esoteric stuff.
Yeah. I think that he said it's a DVD RAM drive, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure it's some sort of DVD writer.
You know. So maybe that's something you should try, get an external burner.
I was actually thinking that in my exact... I mean, that's an expensive alternative, though.
But he said that... So iTunes works as far as importing music. So you could take a CD, put it in the drive, and import all your songs into iTunes. What he said was that you can't then burn media onto the drive.
The burning process must fail because of some...
Right, but then he said
but
that...
I still don't understand why would the DRM let you burn anything?
No,
if they're trying
the DRM.
I'm using that term just to say, like, the whole copyrighted material thing. Wouldn't they try to prevent you from burning stuff?
Yes.
So then why would they let you burn anything ever?
Well, no, because what they made...
Ask your husband
what
about
it made,
that.
You can make CDs from iTunes, can't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's generally
you can burn both MP3
because you might have legitimate music that you got from other sources. I mean, iTunes maybe won't let you burn their own tracks. that you bought the from them, but I'm, you know,
you
some DRM protected.
Well, I'm wondering.
You can? Mm-hmm. Well, so then I don't. Doesn't that totally defeat
the DRM?
DRM?
Right. I mean, I was like, why would they let that happen?
You know, then you turn around, take the CD,
and rip it.
Oh,
not that
no,
I would ever do that.
You may be right. I mean, since I the only stuff
it works.
I guess that I can, yeah.
Dory might be onto something. I've never tried to make a CD out of iTunes.
I'm wondering if the ones
I have iTunes
if he's exclusively trying to burn tunes he bought off iTunes, or if he's trying to burn CDs he already has. Because mm-hmm. If he sees that there's differentiation, like he can burn some things and not others, mm-hmm. then maybe it's the DRM preventing him.
Yeah, that's.
I would also
really
take a look
too.
At the media he's trying to burn to.
That's true.
Maybe
too.
Change the CDs that he's using. Whatever brand it is.
Well,
anyway,
also,
he said that it worked with Nero. Like, he could take the tracks Nero and burn them to the disk. So
I thought he said that Nero would let, like, some data from elsewhere in the computer get burned. Like,
right.
So the burner's not busted. I thought that's what that was about.
I've had issues with iTunes and specific brands of CDs. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
And Nero seems to be better at that than...
Well, another thing, if he thinks it's just this laptop that's got the problem, I mean, couldn't he authorize another machine with a different burner and just try it? Mm-hmm. On another
That'd
machine?
Be the cheap solution.
But it's his girlfriend's aunt's, you know, computer. So
aunts.
Here's it.
Aunts.
iTunes has a backup feature. We're not making CDs that are. I don't think he's making CDs you would play in your car or in your
you can do
home stereo. You can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing that here.
I know that I bought some songs on iTunes the other day. Uh-huh. When I was done, it asked me if I would like to back up my iTunes library.
That's right. It says you can back up your entire library and playlist, or you can back up only iTunes store purchases.
Only stuff you purchased.
Or only backup items added or changed since the last backup. So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that okay.
There's functionality
that
there.
That is totally legit, and, you know.
For online storage, why would you ever back up? Aren't they backing up?
No. It's
not
stored
online.
On your computer.
You download it.
Now, you can re-download songs you've purchased through iTunes Store in case of...
Only a couple times, though.
Yeah, only a couple. Reasonable number of times, anyway. I think it was three.
But I'm not seeing anything here in iTunes about, you know, create a disc.
Mm-hmm. This is my
beef
with iTunes.
I mean, I have it at home. I do it.
Burn playlist to disc.
Right, you have to make a playlist.
Oh,
you can't just select Pacific.
Specific.
Thank you.
As opposed to Atlantic songs?
Yeah, exactly. Atlantic record songs. Uh-huh. You have to make a playlist, then you burn the playlist.
So what?
It's a pain in my ass. I want to select this song and this song and this song and burn them.
Yeah, but it's a piece of cake to just make a playlist.
You don't want
to,
like,
drag songs
call
to
it
the playlist
right,
and
then
burn
then
the playlist.
I have to delete the playlist every time or delete the songs that are in the playlist and recreate it. Why not? Why make it so difficult to burn to make a playlist?
I guess I'd have to. I don't burn a lot of CDs. I'd have to look at it to see if it's possible to do what you're saying. You know, when you check songs off, I think you can do burn selected songs to disk, but I don't remember honestly.
And my friend that has iTunes burns all of his MP4s to disk and then rips them
into MP3s. Yeah,
so he can back them up into his MP3 library instead of keeping them in the iTunes format.
Yeah. Well, all my iTunes songs are MP3s except for the stuff I've bought online. Even the discs that I've ripped.
Okay.
Well,
it's
so
all,
I don't.
It's all MP3. So
I'm amazed they allow you to do that. Well, anyway, regardless, you can't fucking do it.
Try a different CD.
Yeah, I was. That's
different
a great
media.
Idea. You know what, Tim? I actually have an old 24X.
Well, not even dry.
PCMCIA.
Try a different CD
burner.
Type first. The actual physical media.
Oh no!
Just make sure.
I don't think.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think that's gonna be an issue at all. But
oh, fuck you!
Yeah. No, I've got this PCMCIA 24X CD burner that you are more than welcome to buy
for a small fee.
Just to see.
I still don't get that, though. Like, if you could burn into a CD, what stops you from burning to 20 CDs and selling your Dan's cool tunes to all your friends? Like, I just
nothing.
Don't get that.
Our friends don't like Frank Zappa, so.
You like Frank Zappa?
I like Frank Zappa. Yeah, he's got a song named Doreen.
Let's see if we can find it.
Oh, let's.
Dynamo Home.
Yeah, you and Mike Rosenberg love that song, Dynamo
I love
Home.
Joe's Garage has got to be one of my favorite all-time albums.
It's a good song. Which one is this? You Are What You Is?
No, this is the album.
I went to
I'm rocking out to
the Winchester
song.
In Lakewood 2 weeks ago and saw Ike Willis.
Well, that was Doreen, by the way.
That was Doreen?
He said, Doreen!
Don't make me wait till tomorrow, because I'm a big tease, apparently.
Ike Willis was a guy that was singing there. I saw him at the Winchester.
Ike Willis.
I shook his hand, actually.
Are you kidding?
I'm serious.
Aww.
It was a good time.
This is my... oh, wait, come on. Don't give me just nothing but live shows. But this is one of my favorite Frank Zappa songs.
We gotta
Why see. Does it burn when I pee?
Hurt.
That is hurt. You're right. Whoa.
What's the ugliest part of your body?
Yeah. He goes,
Some say it's your nose. Yeah. Some say it's your toes. I think it's your mind.
Your mind. That's hilarious. Anywho, okay, here's the finish. Here's the big finish. Every once in a while, especially when my computer has been shut off for extended periods of time, like over a day, my computer will start up and not recognize one of my DVD drives. This has been going on for about 3 weeks now. It is a secondary master in the boot sequence and will give me an error when this happens during the boot sequence.
This is a different computer than the ITS.
I can ignore it and continue the startup, but the drive disappears completely, does not even show up in the device manager. Also, upon shutdown, the three lights on my keyboard, scroll lock, caps lock, and number lock, blink rapidly for a minute or two once the power is off, and the writing to the disk light on the front of the CPU will be on for several minutes, and I can hear a ticking of sorts coming from what appears to be one of my two hard drives for a minute or two, also after the CPU has been completely shut down. Is this my motherboard or my hard drive or something else? The IT guy at work thinks it's my hard drive, but with the DVD drive disappearing after the CPU has been off for a long time, is leading me to believe that my motherboard is going. They're both a little over 4 years old. Any thoughts?
I have several thoughts. I'll summarize real quick.
Hardware's cheap.
Hardware's cheap. First one. Second one, the battery that is powering his CMOS may be on the flutter and about ready to die, even though those are supposed to last.
Doesn't the ID? Doesn't it scan the IDE chain?
It should
every time. Basically.
But
that's not stored really.
Yeah, it's
CMOS,
stored.
Is it?
Yeah. It expects to find the same drive. That's why you're supposed to update CMOS after you change a device, or it gives you. It used to give you a stop
give you a warning,
warning,
like if you've changed the amount of memory.
Yeah, it used to give you a stop warning that says, you know, update your CMOS, blah blah blah. That's one option. The second one,
I totally disagree with Matt on that one, by the way. Go ahead.
Whatever. I would also think that depending
Actually,
on
right.
how
right.
he configured things, did he say whether he was running RAID or not?
Doesn't sound. He probably has.
Yeah, probably
he probably has a system drive and a storage drive.
A storage drive. All right. If he has the drive set to cable select instead of master and slave,
but I think
that
they're probably both on the primary chain.
One
right,
channel.
And the DVD drives alone on the secondary, probably. Although it could be the second drive could be the slave on the secondary channel.
Yeah.
Behind the DVD.
Behind
drive,
the DVD drive.
Which would make sense if you were moving a lot of files between the two drives because
you'd get better throughput.
You'd do better. Yeah.
Yeah,
because you can't non-interlaced or something on the same chain.
I thought that was slower to stay on the same chain.
It's slower to be on the same chain. You got to have one on
a one-on-one channel,
right,
on the
primary,
on the
one on the
right.
secondary.
Which, when you have just
so many bits
hard
through the wires
and an optical drive, you want
them
one
separate.
On the primary and one on the secondary. Mm-hmm. But he's got it's loaded, so who knows? Yeah. But that brings me to the other thing. Because it is loaded, well, hell, I mean, the cables could have been kinked. There might be issues there.
I ran into that a couple weeks ago.
Dan did.
You're kidding.
Yeah. A broken IDE cable.
No way.
I know.
I abused those fucking things.
I know.
Things.
It had a little poke in it.
Oh, well, okay.
So.
Yeah. Let's see that.
Windows would install and sometimes Windows wouldn't install.
Weird.
It was random.
It's totally weird.
And then the other thing, if his system is truly loaded, his power supply might not be up to the wattage of all the devices spinning up at system start or... You know, for that matter.
Yeah, but would that explain the hanging on the shutdown?
Well, I was just getting to that. The hanging on shutdown
is usually...
That
sounds like an old car that goes like...
Yeah.
You know, for like 2 minutes after you turn it off.
New spark plugs.
Hanging on shutdown is usually Windows rot.
Windows rot? He says the thing's powered down, and it's just, you know,
What's Windows
out.
Rot?
If that's the case, then you're back to CMOS and BIOS, dude.
I'm just going to agree with Tim. I think it's the motherboard.
I think it's a motherboard as well.
I think it's
a possibility.
It sounds like you got all kinds of... I mean, look, any time that your configuration... I mean, unless the DVD drive itself is faulty, which could cause all kinds of problems during, you know, post, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a spare drive, you could swap that out for the DVD drive.
Take one out.
You know,
yep.
Leave it out.
Take the DVD drive out and see what happens when you shut down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do some experiments with different components in there.
Right.
I suspect it's the motherboard. You could be right about the battery. You know, but that doesn't explain the behavior at the end.
Well, that's why. I mean, by the if he says the CPU is shut down, what does that mean?
I think what it means is the
screen is black.
The screen's black. It's, you know.
So what? I mean, the screen goes black, you know, a little bit before everything's.
It's really weird. Actually.
It is.
That is. You don't see that too often when you've already shut down the computer and then the three lights on the keyboard blinking. That's
right.
Weird. That says motherboard to me.
Yep.
But that also says, you know, CMOS should throw some kind of error into its log as well if that his BIOS does that.
Well.
Newegg.com.
I just said four years old, Tim.
Yeah. I mean, I just
four
built
years old,
a machine
buddy. It's
for
time.
$473.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time. Make the move.
Yeah.
New computer.
$200. I built Robert and Stacy's.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean, you could do it for much cheaper, too.
Is that the equivalent of bare metal, fellas?
Yeah.
I think that is bare metal.
That is the ultimate in bare metal.
And
buying
Tim,
a new computer.
Tim. Get off of ID. Go to SATA,
mm-hmm.
too, please.
Yeah.
I think you pretty much have to.
Are a little
but then he's got to buy a new drive. Does he want to lose his data?
No.
You just ghost.
You can get a motherboard.
Does Tim just ghost?
You can get a motherboard.
Yeah, Tim can ghost.
With
he's
SATA.
Kind of, he's
It'll
capable.
Still have an ID
true,
board on
true.
It.
True,
we're talking about desktop motherboards here. We're not talking like Micro ATX
right.
or anything.
Right, but
right.
Matt's saying go to SATA, but I'm saying... Is he going to lose
buy
it? What's
a
the
new
point
computer,
of going to...
It'll have SATA in it, and then you can slave out your old drives to get your shit off.
Right.
Or, get, you know, when you buy the thing, also order an enclosure.
Right.
Right. Which would work
or,
for us.
Or.
But Tim's proven that he can
turn,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I guess.
Tim's not an idiot.
Leave your old computer on and just, you know, network
Tim,
the two
Tim, we're
and
flattering you here.
Pull the files that way.
Yeah. So Tim could install Windows side by side?
I would expect so.
Okay.
You don't have to, though.
Anyway.
You can run Ghost without installing Windows.
Tim, we don't like the sound of this problem.
It
this
could,
sounds like
it
something
quite honestly,
that
is time to bare metal.
Better.
Yeah.
I don't think this gets better. I think this gets worse.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. And the drive ticking,
yeah.
Nobody ever likes to hear that.
I don't like drive ticking. I don't like flashing lights on the keyboard. I don't like this sort of sputter to the finish
is the
shutdown
specter
style.
Specter of doom on the horizon.
I don't like it. All right, so to finish the show strong.
Strong.
No
we're
going to
use Shane's YouTube clip of the week.
Strutter!
Shane's YouTube clip of the week is a well-known clip. But we will use it anyway. It is the, if you search for Filipino, and that's with an F, F-I-L-I-P-I-N-O, Filipino Prison Thriller Remake. These inmates at a Filipino prison did an enormous choreographed thriller video, you know, remake, including one of the prisoners in drag as the girlfriend.
Nice.
That is always
a good sign in prison.
And see how they're walking together.
Hey, I might be able to play this bass riff.
You should try the bass riff for that Marky Mark song, Good Vibrations. Bum, 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 bum.
Offspring, Tom Petty.
Yeah, Tom Petty, yeah.
Yeah, so basically you see like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dudes in orange jumpsuits
look at all those
doing the zombie action. And then finally, the prisoner in drag, aka the girlfriend, who in the video is played by Ola Ray, who was a Playboy playmate in like 1980.
Really?
Sometimes your knowledge scares me.
Well, I happen to have a book in there of every Playboy playmate up to like 1994 or something.
Yeah, it's a good book.
It's good to read on the shitter.
Yeah.
Literature.
I hear he comes. He looks like a little tiny Yao Ming, really.
Oh, and now they're dancing.
Now they're doing it.
You should really
look at this. Look at this.
Here, I'll put my microphone.
See, look, they're all doing it.
And they're even like in a pom-pom formation. Here,
they got time on their hands. I mean, come on. You got 3 or 5 or 10, 15, 20 years to burn, you know.
Wow. Oh, they're doing an excellent job with the crotch grabbing.
Oh, what else is there to do in prison?
There has got to be. Well, there's only, like, what, 20
guys. Well, the other thing is that
it.
These guys are probably all about, I don't know, about 5'6", and 135 pounds. I mean, you know, it's not hard to move when you're that size.
As opposed to
when you're 5'11", 230, it's a little harder to move.
The giant cement mix that you live in.
That I'm full of.
yes, we love when Dory comes to our show.
Yes, we love watching Irv get trashed. Anyway, Filipino prison thriller remake. And I also would recommend that you look up, and I think I've mentioned this on the show before, Merry Christmas, Mr. Bean. The Mr. Bean Christmas episode is especially the scene, if we could just...
Stand up. Ow! Ow!
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they did a pretty damn good job.
Okay, now we're watching Mr. Bean Christmas.
All right, hold on a sec. This is my favorite part of the whole thing. Wait, where
I don't know if this is good radio to sit around and watch.
No,
look,
video Mr.
together.
Bean is walking through the town square. You know, he's buying Christmas presents and things, ornaments and shit. And there's a little 4-piece brass, you know, outfit. And for whatever reason, he's been pulling the beards of every Santa that walks by.
He's looking for the real one.
Anyway,
we did find the real one right there.
I think we missed the part I'm talking about.
Oh, the crazy hijinks.
Anyway,
Mr. Bean.
I would say go check out Merry Christmas, Mr. Bean, or whatever it's called. And
I'm not a Mr. Bean.
It's phenomenal. He
is funny.
This holiday season was the first time I'd ever seen It's a Wonderful Life.
I've never actually seen that movie all the way through.
Not all the way through.
I think I've
yeah.
seen it all the way through.
And then Melissa showed me the Saturday Night Live skit. On the spoof of that afterwards, where they beat up, what's his name? Mr. Pearson? The old man?
The old rich guy?
Yeah.
Didn't they kill him?
Yeah, they go beat his ass?
I think this is the first year that Dick in a Box made it to my sister's house and was laughed at uproariously.
Dick in a Box won something.
You're kidding.
It won an Emmy.
For best short.
Like best short, you know, short subject or whatever. Like nice. Something. It won an Emmy.
Wait, I want to back up for a second, though. A dick in a box showed up at your sister's house and got a big laugh.
Basically. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Speaking of movies, for...
Dick in a Box wins Emmy.
For our honeymoon, we're going to Barcelona.
Ah, jealous.
Barcelona.
Cannes starts at the same time, or Cannes.
Yeah.
So we're going to go up to the film festival for a day.
Try to see some celebrities?
Yeah. No.
Dress nice, you might have a chance with some of them hot starlets.
That would be awesome. To get to break my 3-person card on the first weekend we're married.
Exactly. Dick in a Box
only
won
three?
The,
isn't
won
it
the
five?
Emmy.
I think it's three, isn't
I think
it?
You're five.
I'll do five.
It won the prime time. What did you say?
The laminated card. You know.
The five.
The celebrities. The
list.
Oh. You think you'll see a couple?
Probably.
It's possible.
You know, I would recommend. Scarlett Johansson. I'm going to recommend that you not fuck one of those celebrities while on your honeymoon.
But she's on the list.
I don't care.
I think
I'm
the list
saying,
is suspended on the honeymoon.
I just think it's bad form.
Oh. Well, the honeymoon's in Barcelona and Cannes is
right.
up the road.
Right, so we're going to France for a little while.
So you're going to France. It's a different country.
Up the road.
So it's up the tracks. We're taking the train.
Yeah, different area code. What's the rule? It's not cheating.
Well, a different country, I mean.
So you,
France,
yeah, there's only
Spain.
If you're separated, right? If you're together, is this a equitable effect?
I don't know.
We're together, but we're in a different zip code.
It's so romantic you're thinking of these rules while contemplating your honeymoon. What a great start to your marriage, Dan.
Good times. All right, anyway, just real quick. Dick in a Box won the Emmy for Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics at the Creative Arts Emmys, which is a little pre-award show to the Primetime Emmys.
Nice.
But it's still a legit
Excellent.
Emmy.
Nice.
And
that's a show.
And that is the show. Visit our website, dial-a-dork.com. Email us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com. Visit Cafe Press /dialadork, no hyphens. Buy some shit. And
have a happy new year as our inaugural
show. Oh, and we didn't do our... I want to do irresponsible predictions for 08.
We can do that next show.
Yeah, what the hell? It might be 09 by then.
Nah.
All right. Irresponsible predictions for 08 coming soon. I predict.
I predict. Exactly.
That was irresponsible. Anything else? Any other things to say? No? All right. Thanks for listening, and join us next time. Bye.
Good night.
get all those pimps together. It was live.